Kids, I have a question. How many of you have a dog? You have a dog and you have a dog. You don't have one. Well, I said if you have a dog, raise your hand, and you didn't. Oh, I'm glad you did. This is a story about a dog. You can put your hands down now. I'm going to tell you about a special dog. And I know him pretty well because my son went to the animal shelter and adopted this dog. They call it a rescue dog. And my son has a lot of chickens. You have a lot of chickens, don't you? Yes, you do. When they get out of their pen, what do? Do you catch them and put them back in the pen? Okay, this dog started out, he went to the animal shelter, and they walked by and looked at a lot of really pretty dogs. But this one dog always hung his head, as long as I knew him. One ear hung low, one eye was bad, and he looked at you real funny and scared. And they let him in the house. They called him a house dog. I wouldn't have let him in the house. He was too big. But he had a special corner. They put a rug out there for him, and he knew to lay on it. And as you walked by, he would curl up in the corner and just get scared. And I said, Gus, what's wrong with that dog? Don't know, he said, scared of people. And I walked by him again, and he crouched up in the corner. I says, he thinks he's going to get kicked. Yeah, I think so. I said, why'd you take him? Well, why not, he said. It's an animal rescue, and they told me that they were going to have to get rid of that dog in a day or two because nobody wanted him. So he said, I'll take him. And that's a good-for-nothing dog, he thought. It ate for a couple of weeks. He hung around, but always scared. And I said, I'm going to break him of that. Because I go to my son's quite often. And as I would walk by the dog, and he'd crouch up, I'd kick right at him, but never hit him. And it wasn't long till he quit hiding when I would kick at him. He knew he wasn't going to get hit. And as soon as I would pull in the driveway, he'd come running. Oh, he was a fun dog. Never did he worry about getting kicked. It was my son's dog. And he got it after it was kicked a couple of times, I'm sure. But it was a good-for-nothing dog. And it got to going into the plum orchard with him. And he has a lot of chickens like you do. And the chickens would get out of the pen. And Gus went out to catch a chicken and throw it back in the pen. But you know, it's hard to catch a chicken. This dog ran right up, opened his mouth and grabbed that chicken. Oh no, he's going to kill him. But he didn't. He held it. And then he took that great big foot, his front foot, and he put it on the chicken and held it down and opened his mouth and looked around. Boy, didn't I do you a good favor? And Gus would pick the chicken up, throw it in the pen and say, that one's loose. This dog's name was Sherman. Do you know anyone by the name of Sherman? I do. He's back there somewhere. This dog had nothing to do with it except the name Sherman. He said, Sherman, get that chicken. Sherman would get him, get that one. And he'd throw all the chickens in, and Sherman held his head and ran kind of crooked-like, just pleased with himself. He'd always get rubbed, and, well, he just enjoyed being a good dog. And Sherman lasted, I think, about 7 years. He was the best friend that they ever had, and they said it was the best dog they ever had. He had been abused. Now, what I want you to get out of this story is, don't abuse an animal. Don't kick them. They have a way of thinking just like you and I. And an animal can love you like people don't. You can be mean to an animal and he'll still love you. So remember, be kind to poor animals. God made them just like he made you and me.
Bear had, he had his scratch on his paw.
Oh dear, I hope you took him to the vet and got it fixed or put medicine on.